Heavenly Father, in these quiet moments, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to each and every one of us. We feel your presence. If there's anyone here that does not know you, I pray, Lord, that you would just speak. And by the end of this hour, might we know that we have been confronted by your Holy Spirit. Now give us a good service, and we shall be careful to give thee the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know by the bulletin that the message for the morning hour is entitled, What You Want, Christ Offers. Whatever your need this morning. And it's just been interesting where the emphasis has been put upon Jesus. But whatever your problem, whatever your need, I just want you to know that Jesus Christ can meet it. And in order to get the background for this message, let's turn to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. And I want you to note the words found in verse 19. If you have your Bible, I hope you're going to follow along and look at these words. Paul is writing to the church at Colossae, and he says this, For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ. Now that's quite a statement. I want to begin my message this morning with two quotations. First of all, H.G. Wells, the famous British historian of the 20th century, was right when he said of Christ, and I quote, Jesus of Nazareth is easily the most dominant figure in history. Now get that. Jesus of Nazareth is easily the most dominant figure in history. And that's true. Do you know that no one in the history of the world has had more books written about them, more sermons preached, more hymns sung, than Jesus Christ? That's quite interesting. Pascal, well-known French philosopher of past years, was right when he said, Jesus Christ is the center of everything and the object of everything. And he who does not know him knows nothing of the order of nature and nothing of himself. And that's true. During the life of Christ, he was the center of every conversation and the most controversial figure of his time. The people were baffled by his words. They were astonished by his claims, and they were transformed by his touch. And I believe this morning without question that when you study the claims of Christ and the person of Jesus, you will come to the realization that without question, he is the most dominant figure in the history of the world. Listen again to what the Apostle Paul said of Jesus. For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ. Now take that little word in the text, fullness. Here it means the totality of God in all of his power and in all of his attributes was living in Christ. And that's why notice what it says in chapter 2 there, verse 9. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. What an amazing statement. And that was one of the expressions that the Apostle Paul used in describing the early Christians. And as a matter of fact, that's one of the descriptions given to each and every one of us this morning if we know Christ. We are in Christ. And Paul comes along and he says, For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. Now this Christ, who is God incarnated in human flesh, offers to you and to me everything that you will ever need. And I want you to get a hold of that truth. Whatever you may be searching for this morning, looking for, Christ can meet your need. Let's take a few instances. You might be looking for life. I'm not talking about physical life. I'm not talking about mere existence. I'm talking about life with a capital L. Life that gives you meaningfulness. Christ can give you that. This is what Jesus said and meant when he said in John chapter 10, verse 10, I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. I like the way that the King James puts it. Have it more abundantly. The New Living Translation gives us this rendering. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Life to the fullest. Boy, that's what some people need. Life abundantly, more abundantly. A rich and satisfying life. This is what Christ offers to every person that has ever been born. Over here is a dead body. It has organs, but they're inactive. They're lifeless. They can't respond. That's physically. And there are thousands of people across this country that spiritually speaking, they're dead. And the Bible says they're dead in their trespasses and sins. And they need to be awakened. They need to be resuscitated. They need to be made alive. Maybe that's how God finds you today in the sanctuary. God created you. But you've never realized that you need Jesus Christ to be your Savior to give you life, eternal life, life with meaningfulness. And there are many people just going through life without just existing. No purpose, no reality. And that's where God finds them. A person outside of Christ is dead, spiritually speaking. And the Bible says they're dead in their trespasses and sins. And that's why Christ, when he was speaking to Nicodemus, the most religious leader of that day, he looked at right at this religious person and he said, Nicodemus, you need to be born again. You need to be born from above. You need to be spiritually regenerated. Let me ask you a personal question. No matter what church you attend, you might be a member of Second Baptist, but you might be visiting this morning. How many birthdays do you have? Now, I'm not counting physically. You've been born once physically. That's your physical birthday. But have you ever been born spiritually? Has there ever come a time and a moment and a place in your life where you know that Jesus Christ became your Savior? That's what I'm talking about. And whatever you need, if you need life, Christ can give it to you because he's the life giver. And there are thousands of people across the country. They're just existing, going through life without any determination of why they're here. And what is the meaning of life? And I want to tell you, you'll never realize what life is all about until you come to Christ. What you need, Christ offers. He offers life. You've heard me say so many times, I'll never forget the night I was 15 years of age when I stepped out of the old life into the new life. And I happened to go to church every Sunday. I had to go in Sunday school. But I wasn't saved. If I had died, I would have gone straight to hell. And that night when the invitation was given, I responded. And it revolutionized my life. It changed my life. And Jesus was everything I needed. And that can happen to you. On this Sunday, where you're sitting, what you're looking for, if it's life, come to Christ and he'll give it to you. Maybe it's peace. It is a deep and universal longing. Well, I want to tell you that Christ offers you peace. Hear the words of Christ when he said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What an amazing statement. With all of the turmoil and in all of the problems, you and I today in the 21st century can have peace. You could go home tonight and put your head on the pillow and perhaps for the first time know that you have peace. Peace with God and the peace of God. And in the midst of all of the storms of life, no matter what you might be encountering, disappointment, discouragement, disease, despair, suffering, whatever it might be, loneliness, you accept Christ and He'll give you the peace that passes all understanding. You can't even comprehend it. You could be here this Sunday carrying a heavy burden. And you say, Pastor Ed, you don't even know what I'm going through. No, I don't, but God does. Maybe it's the sin problem. Sin has weighted you down. Maybe it's the sickness, disappointment. Whatever, the divine rest giver frees people from all of these burdens when you come to Christ. I want to tell you, there's a big difference than just going to church and knowing Jesus Christ. There's a big difference than being baptized or confirmed or christened. That's all good, but it's no substitute for knowing the Christ who can give you peace. Listen to the words of Jesus. Peace I leave unto you, my peace I give unto you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And perhaps there is no peace in your heart and no peace in your home, because Christ is not reigning within your life. And He wants to. Paul said, we have peace through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the only way to get peace. Peace in the midst of turmoil. Peace in the midst of chaos. Peace in the midst of restlessness. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to go home tonight and put your head on the pillow and know that all of your sins have been forgiven? And that if God were to come in the person of Jesus Christ in His second coming, that you would be ready to meet Him. That's the discovery of a lifetime. For 30 years I traveled across this country, almost into every state. And as I look back, we had scores, hundreds of people that made decisions for Christ. Stepped out of the old life into the new life. And they realized that accepting Christ was indeed their great decision. And that can happen to you this morning. Because what you need, Christ offers you. It's life. It's peace. Or you might be here this morning and you say, I need strength. I feel so weak. Well, Christ offers you that. Listen to the words of the risen Christ when He said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you. You need strength this morning. You lack the energy to get the victory over sin. Well, I want to tell you, my good friend, you are not going to be able to do it in your own strength. And some of you have tried and you've gone down to defeat. Even with all of your willpower, it's not going to get you through. Isn't this what Paul had in mind when he said, I can do all things through Christ? That's what he meant. Listen to the words of Jesus when He told His disciples in John chapter 15, verse 5. He said, without me, you can do nothing. And by the way, that's true also of the Christian. Some of us who profess to know the Lord and we try to live for the Lord in our own strength and we find out that we can't do it and we can't. You'll never be able to control that temper, have the attitude that God wants you to have, be the husband that God wants you to be the wife, be the young person, respecting your parents, be the church member. You try to do it in your own strength and you're going to fail every time. My, I look at some young people and it seems like the world has come down upon their shoulders. And I say to myself, what would ever happen if they really knew the reality of Jesus Christ reigning within? He gives us strength by His personal presence and by His strengthening support. And Christ will give us the support in the temptations and the distresses of life. And you can count upon that. What you need, Christ offers you. If it's life, He'll give you eternal life. You can live forever. If it's peace, you can know the serenity and tranquility within your inner soul. Or He could give you, and you might need strength. It must be an awful thing to be weak. The only way that I can think of weakness, and I don't compare it with meekness because there's a big difference, but I can remember 20 years ago when I awakened after open heart surgery. And I want to tell you, I felt weak. And some of you that have gone through that know what I'm talking about. But I want to tell you, even there in the hospital, there's a weakness that only God can give you the strength to get through. And that's the weakness that comes by receiving Him and making Him Lord of your life. So if you need life, Christ offers it to you. If you need peace, it comes freely when you receive Him. If you need strength, it's there for the taking. Well, let's go to another area. You want fellowship. Christ will give it to you. I want to tell you, you were not made to live in isolation. And yet today we live in a lonely world. Loneliness. You just have to go down to Florida and find out the thousands of people. And not just in Florida, but across this country. They're lonely and they're desperate to be alone. There's no such thing as an isolated Christianity. You will never find it upon the pages of the New Testament. There is a society founded by Christ Himself, and it's known as the church. And He founded it. And it has many branches. And I do not claim that ours is the only one to which you should belong, because it isn't. There are many fine churches in the area. Select one. Get involved. Roll up your sleeves. And become actively involved in the work and the welfare of the church. But on the other hand, if you are not happily and actively attached elsewhere, we offer to you in Christ's name the facilities of this church. We have a thriving, moving, busy body that love the Lord. And we praise God every day for what is being done here at Second Baptist Church. Or your need might be this morning forgiveness. Well, Jesus offers it to you. And He's the only one that can forgive sin. There's no priest, there's no rabbi, there's no minister that can take away your sin. Christ is the one who forgives sin. He's everything. We sang about Him this morning. You know, I was just going over those verses that we sung. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in Him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how He changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. What a song and what a verse. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. And that was true of me, and that is true of many of you. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed His strong and loving arms around me and led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. And I want to tell you, my good friend, that's true. There's no mother, there's no father, there's no husband, there's no wife, there's nobody in all of the world that cares for you like Jesus Christ. And you say, well, how can you make that statement? Because He is the one who paid the price at Calvary's cross in order that you and I could be forgiven. And that was quite a price that He had to pay. He didn't have to, but He did. And the Bible says He did it out of a heart of love, because He loves us. Right from the beginning, when God created man and breathed into man the breath of life and man became a living soul, God was on his side. And even though man rebelled and sinned against God and has pulled the plug, God has never turned his back upon sinful man. Who do you think it was that initiated the plan of salvation and redemption? It was God. My Bible says, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. That's how much God loves you. You should have been on that cross. I should have been on that cross. We were the ones who sinned. And yet He took our place. You know what we call that in the Bible? That's the substitutionary death of Jesus on the cross. That's His vicarious death. He died as our substitute. He died in your place. And the question I raised this morning is, how much do you love Jesus? Do you love Him enough to give Him your life? Do you love Him enough this morning to give Him totality, your entire being, and nothing short of that? So everything you want or need is found in Jesus Christ. It could be life. It could be peace. It could be patience. It could be strength. It could be fellowship. It could be love. It could be forgiveness. It could be hope. That's something. My, we could spend time on that this morning, hope. You know what it means to lose hope? To live in a hopeless society? No hope. And Jesus comes along and He gives us the hope, not only in this life, but the hope in the next life. Joy. I'm not talking about happiness. I'm talking about inner joy. Would you like to get up in the morning with a song in your soul that you can sing about and shout about? That comes because of Jesus. And we need to be confronted, each and every one of us this morning, both non-Christian and Christian. And we need to ask ourselves, am I giving Jesus Christ first place in my life? And wouldn't it be wonderful this morning if some of us who profess to be Christians would get up from where we're sitting and walk right down here to the front and kneel and say, by God's grace, I'm going to live for Jesus Christ. What a Sunday that would be. Now, this is what I'm going to ask you to do. I want you to listen to a song. And while this song is being sung, if you feel that you ought to get up from your seat and come publicly and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want you to come. If you're here this morning as a Christian and you've just been treading water, look, you can fake the pastor, but you can't fake God. And I want to say to you this morning, Jesus Christ wants to become real in your life. Real in your life. And if you happen to be here and He's not really real, and you're living in the reality every day of enjoying Him, I'm going to ask you to get up from where you're sitting. And as you hear this song, I want you to come. Forget everyone else. As Pastor Dave said, this could be a Sunday of destiny this morning. And God could get a hold of some of us. And what a blessing it would be in your life. Look, if you're seeking, if you're searching, if you want to know meaningfulness, you need to know Jesus Christ. Not about Christ. Everyone knows about Christ. You need to know Christ intimately. He wants to be the most intimate person. You know how you know your husband, or you know your wife, or you know your children? That's how Jesus wants to know you this morning, and you want to know Him. He wants you to know Him in all of His fullness. I can't say anymore. Listen, and you come if God has spoken to your heart. Please don't wait.
There was something missing in my life. I knew that it was Jesus. But I held on with all my foolish pride, knowing I needed Jesus. By His wonderful grace, He drew me to the place where I surrendered to His love. Now my life will never be the same again, all because of Jesus. All because of Jesus, I walk a different road today. All because of Jesus, I feel His peace and joy every day. Jesus will fight every battle I face. Even death, I'm not afraid of. My life will never be the same again, all because of Jesus. If your life is empty today, please turn to Jesus. And don't you worry what the people say. Just think about Jesus. He will forgive all your sins, give you power within to live with His peace and His love. And your life will never be the same again, all because of Jesus. All because of Jesus, I walk a different road today. All because of Jesus, I feel His peace and joy every day. Jesus will fight every battle I face. Even death, I'm not afraid of. My life will never be the same again, all because of Jesus. No, my life will never be the same again, all because of Jesus.
My life will never be the same again, all because of Jesus. That's what we're asking this morning. If you didn't come and you stayed in your seat, that same decision can be made. This can be a revolutionary Sunday, all because of Jesus. What you need, Jesus can offer you. I'm going to ask that those who came forward this morning, if we might, have this prayer. Would you recite it after me? Just give me a moment. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the breakthrough that we've had this morning. In these quiet moments, You have spoken. So real, we've heard Your voice. And we want Jesus Christ to be the most important person in our lives. And I pray, Lord, that as we pray this prayer of dedication, that You will speak to those who came forward and those who are in the pews. Let's say this together. Oh God, I rededicate my life anew to You. Make Jesus Christ real to me. From this day forward, help me to live for Him and serve Him in the fellowship of the church. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now look, if anyone came forward this morning or didn't, if you've never accepted Christ, that's where it starts. And after the service this morning, I want you to come, and I'm going to be down here at the front, and I want to take my Bible in with you into the side room and just show you from the Bible how you can have this peace, this life, this joy. And I'll lead you right through the steps. And I want to tell you, it's the greatest decision you'll ever experience. We could ask any one of these people that have already made it, and they would stand up and tell you, make it, because it's going to revolutionize your life. That's what Jesus does, see. And that we're talking about knowing Jesus now, not knowing about Him. We aren't talking about just going to church. That's good. But we're talking about having a rendezvous, a revolutionary, transforming experience with Jesus Christ. That's what we're talking about. Nick, anything you want to add on this? Say? Okay, would you, let's all stand. Would you be willing to dismiss us in prayer? God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Now look, don't rush off. You're invited to go downstairs for a little celebration for Connie and Dick. Not a celebration, they're leaving, just the celebration. God bless. See you tonight. Good, Tony. Good. God bless you.